Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's time once again to get that musical sampling of the best new sounds in gospel music with artists like the Crab Family, the Gaither Vocal Band, Gordon Mote, the Kingdom Heirs, the Isaacs, Karen Peck, Jeff and Sherry Easter, and today's guest co-host, Mark Bishop, which has a great song out right now. Perfect timing for this song. We'll talk about that as well. But first, welcome the man himself, Mark Bishop, to the show.
Daniel, I'm tickled to be with you today, brother.
How's Kentucky?
It's great. It's great. You know, it's not been too cool. It's got what it should be this time of year. I just got back from Minnesota, and it's got the same temperature up there as it was down here, so in the 30s, but it's great.
Remind us all about your family, because you came from a family group of the bishops, and obviously as that goes now, everybody has their own family, and could you start a family group of your own generation now?
No, you know, when the group got off the road, of course, folks might remember a group called the Bishops, and that was my dad, myself, and my brother, and we had some guys that played music with us and sang with us, and we traveled for about 17 years that way, but
yeah.
Actually, I've been going on about, gosh, I guess about 11 years now, singing as a soloist.
Right.
And I'll take my family with me sometimes, but they have no aspirations to get on stage and act a buffoon like Dad does.
Tell us what that's like. I mean, and you've been doing this for quite a while solo. When you stepped out solo, when you stepped away from the family band, so to speak, and had to carry all the weight yourself.
Well, it was a completely different kind of presentation. As being part of an ensemble, you kind of have the opportunity to tag team against your audience, and
yeah.
You can kind of stay a step ahead and step back and catch your breath while someone else sings or talks or testifies or whatever. But as a soloist, you really have to have a plan when you go in, because if I'm standing before audiences for an hour, you know, and I want to keep them engaged in what I'm doing, you know, I really have to have something going all the time. And
yeah.
I've kind of learned how to do that in the past few years. I feel great about our presentation. I feel like it's impactful and that it helps people.
This is the man with the plan, as he said, and this is a song. Now, you're a great songwriter. Did you write this one?
I did. I'm writing all of my stuff these days.
Wow. And that's, I don't know if you appreciate this or not, but I've heard some people call you the Bob Dylan of gospel music, and there's maybe been some other.
I sing a little better than Bob Dylan.
or the John Denver or something like that. You know, I hear these different comparisons, but
I hear John Denver and James Taylor and
yeah.
Paul Simon and
yeah.
Bob Dylan. I can do without that comparison.
Okay, all right. Well, this song was so timely, especially with the kind of year that we've had, and especially in an election year, where there was so much uncertainty, and, you know, every day you can say there's uncertainty, but this song really should be the anthem. We should get up and hum this tune, because this is a reminder that we all can use. So, Mark Bishop, our guest co-host, and here's the new song, I Can Rejoice, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Just take a look around and see what a mess this world is in for you and me. Though it may seem the times are bad, well, there's a reason I'm not crying. There's a reason I'm not sad. I can rejoice. I can rejoice. When I'm feeling down, I still can lift my voice. When the skies begin to rain, I won't complain. I have a choice, for I have Jesus in my heart. I rejoice. Gonna live by faith, not by sight. Gonna leave the darkness and start living in the light. Gonna trust His word. Gonna watch and pray.
Joy.
rejoice. Oh, 100 years from now, it won't matter anyhow. 100 years from now, it won't matter anyhow. 100 years from now, it won't matter anyhow. I have Jesus in my heart, I can rejoice. Oh, I can rejoice. Freedom, I can go where he's leading, for shackles can hold me no more. I have learned of life's essence, I stand in his presence and sing with my heart, he is Lord. There are days filled with sorrow, plans for tomorrow, but this is the time I must sing. And I know there's a reason why in his own season he gives me a song I can sing. So keep silent, ye mountains, ye fields and ye fountains, for this is the time I must sing. It's the time to sing praises to the rock of the ages. This is the time I must sing. I've done, if I've gained and I've won all the good things that life ever brings, still I've tasted enough of life's miracle stuff that forever I just have to sing. If the rocks would cry out, should his praises die out, the stones must keep silent as long as I've breath for the singing. His praise will keep ringing, and I will keep singing my song.
Gordon Moat, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight now with the LeBeaus and my guest co-host, Mark Bishop.
When I was a boy, growing up down on the Emerald Coast, fishing with my cousin is what I remember most. We told stories and dreamed a lot on the way down to that favorite spot. There it was, so tall and gray,
We were scared to death, but we couldn't wait to cross the bridge to the other side, to a place we were sure was paradise. And that bridge rumbled and it swayed, even though still crossed over the bridge. A few years later, it was time to leave my home. Traded in my school days for a life out on the road. They said I had what it took, things you can't learn from a book. But if I just did what they say, I can go all the way across the bridge to the other side, to a place I was sure was paradise. But that bridge, I pray that my children will find the faith to cross the bridge to the other side, to a place that I know is paradise. And I pray
you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host today, Mark Bishop, and of course, a wonderful songwriter, as we've discussed. And I think if we have time, Mark, before the end of the show, we're going to do something we've never done before. And we may,
okay, I'm game.
Yeah, we may just bring that song of yours back, because it's that timely and that important, I think. So I'm all over this song. You've always done great music, but this is just one that I think is for the record book. So
well,
good job.
It's just great timing. It really speaks to our current situation.
Good. Hey, let's talk about Jeff and Sherry Easter and their song they have, I Won't Have to Worry Anymore. You know, they brought their dad in, Jeff's dad in on this song.
Yeah. Well, I've just been a fan and a friend of Jeff and Sherry for so long, and I'm glad that they brought this song back. You know, this song's been around for a little while, and but it still has a message today. That's the great thing about gospel music, don't you think, is that the songs, the messages can stay relevant to people, because we're always going to have folks that are worrying, that are hurting, that need some attention from God. And that's just exactly what this song spoke about many years ago, and it's still relevant today.
Jeff and Sherry Easter and I Won't Have to Worry Anymore. New Music Spotlight with Mark Bishop, guest co-host here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Down here, my burden's heavy, and the road seems rough and long. Sometimes my feet get weary and so sore. But a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be
life is over and I've said my last goodbye. I'll see my Savior standing at the door. Then I'll hear him say, you're welcome, all your cares are left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. My eyes will be on Jesus and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore.
It's a new music spotlight, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm Daniel Britt. My guest co-host today is Mark Bishop, and that, of course, Jeff and Sherry Easter, with Jeff's dad, James Easter, singing with him. Here's Linda Randall.
Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to praise his name all along the way. He has been so good to me, so faithful and kind, and I just want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to tempt me with worry and with doubt, I just choose to trust him. He always brings me out. He is always with me and he's always on time. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. I got him on my mind. I got him on my mind. In the early morning, I got him on my mind. When my heart is troubled, I got him on my mind. Jesus, Jesus, I got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. I've got Jesus, yes I have. I've got Jesus. I've got Jesus.
listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends with Mark Bishop as my guest co-host today. And I may be wrong on this, but I think this next artist has, I know they have connections in Tennessee, but I want to say they have some deep roots in Kentucky, and I don't think it's just the bluegrass. I'm talking about the Isaacs.
Oh, yeah. More great friends of mine. You know, I can remember a time when I was singing with the family when we used to sing with Joe Isaacs and the Sacred Bluegrass.
Oh, man.
Of course, that's Lily's husband and the kid's father. And they would bring the kids on in the middle of their program, and they were kind of a novelty. You know, the girls would have to stand on chairs to reach the microphone and sing. And, of course, anybody that goes to see the Isaacs now, you know, are seeing a completely different presentation. But, yes, there was a time when I was taller than Ben Isaacs, and I used to pick on him and wrestle with him on the ground. And I can't really do that anymore because he towers above me. But they're great, great folks. And they used to be from Marl, Ohio, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
but
okay.
They do have some family roots in Kentucky also, where I'm from.
Yeah. And ironically enough, Bronx, New York is where Lily's from. So you got a whole spread there of their roots planting down. But talking about the kids when they were younger, my son, who is now six, has a CD of the Isaac children when they were, the three of them were young, talking about Ben, Sonia, and Becky. And you could hear it in that early recording, the raw talent those kids had.
Oh, yeah. They sounded like three chipmunks. Ben could sing the high notes.
Yeah.
But even then, you could tell how talented they are. And they've certainly grown up with a great witness. I believe that they truly love the Lord. And you can hear it if you get to hear them out live any place. They have such a wonderful testimony. And, of course, it's also evident in the songs that they choose to sing.
Yeah, they've matured so much. And in the lyrics they're singing today, I mean, they're just powerful. And this is one, Waiting in the Water. It's the Isaacs on a New Music Spotlight. I'm Daniel Britt and Friends.
A helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay, then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought, every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when darkness, I won't lie, and just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble, I'll make it to the water, even if I have to groan. Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayer.
when I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends. My guest co-host today, this hour, Mark Bishop. And of course, the Isaacs and Waiting in the Water. Right now, a great new song from the Crab family.
Remember when we rode our bikes all day through the neighborhood? As long as we were home by dark, everything was good. And sometimes Mom would even send us down to the grocery store. But you can't do that anymore.
Remember when you used to fall fast asleep on those cool summer nights? Every single window in house was open wide. Come to think about it, there were no deadbolts on the door. You can't do that anymore.
Started believing this world is a scary place. Trading some freedom. Something's lost, we may never find a key. One more remembering.
The first time I rode a plane, I was 17. I even had a notebook knife in the pocket of my jeans. And Granddad was waiting at when I got off board. You can't do that anymore.
Started believing this world is a scary place. Trading some freedom for a little more placing.
For every line that's crossed, something's lost.
We may find
again. One more remember when.
One more remember when.
Every morning down at school, we stood up as a class, put our hands on our hearts, pledged allegiance to the flag. Then we'd all bow our heads and give thanks to the Lord. You can't do that anymore. No, you can't do that anymore.
Why can't you do that anymore?
You're listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. Mark Bishop's my guest co-host. And next on the list, Mark, the Kingdom Heirs and a song that we can all agree with, Just Preach Jesus.
Oh, I tell you, I just love these guys. Of course, I've been a fan of quartet music for so long, like so many people in gospel music. But these guys have become special friends just because we record on the same record label. And I guess any of my last probably five or six albums, the Kingdom Heirs have come in and sang some of those songs with me. So I just can't believe, you know, the highs and the lows that these guys can reach. And Arthur, he can sing anything. Steve, he's okay, I guess. But I love this song. It's if you like quartet music, then this personifies it.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, the Kingdom Heirs. Preach Jesus, the rest is detailed. You're listening to a New Music Spotlight with Mark Bishop as my guest co-host.
Once a preacher boy was told he couldn't preach it straight and strong. The Ten Commandments and perhaps the Golden Rule. No one wanted him to tell them what was right and what was wrong. So he asked an old-time preacher what to do. Just preach Jesus, born and crucified and risen from the dead. Just preach Jesus, as he paid for sin with the precious blood he shed. Lord and Savior, King of kings, Son of God and Son of man. Just preach Jesus until Jesus comes again. Chapter 8, verse 35, where a lost man tried but couldn't see the light. Philip found him there. Isaiah 53 just came alive. He preached Jesus and he won that man to Christ. Just preach Jesus, born and crucified and risen from the dead. Just preach Jesus, as he paid for sin with the precious blood he shed. Lord and Savior, King of kings, Son of God and Son of man. Just preach Jesus until Jesus comes again. Lord and Savior, King of kings, Son of God and Son of man. Just preach Jesus until Jesus comes again. And risen from the dead. Just preach Jesus as he paid for sin with the precious blood he shed. Lord and Savior, King of kings, Son of God and Son of man. Just preach Jesus until Jesus comes again. Just preach Jesus until Jesus comes again.
Kingdom Heirs on a New Music Spotlight of Daniel Britt and Friends with guest co-host Mark Bishop and now the Gaither Vocal Band.
I'm singing right,
wrestling Jacob
for the day.
The day is breaking,
wrestling
Jacob.
I will not let thee go. I'm singing right,
wrestling Jacob
for the day.
The day is breaking,
wrestling
Jacob.
I will not let thee go. Let me go, Jacob.
Breaking,
let me go, Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Let me go.
Go, Jacob,
for the day.
Day is breaking.
Go, Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there. For me,
I'm singing right,
wrestling Jacob
for the day.
The day is breaking,
right,
wrestling Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
I'm singing right,
wrestling Jacob
for the day.
The day is breaking,
right,
wrestling Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Let me go,
go Jacob
for the day.
The day is breaking.
Let me go, Jacob.
I will not let thee.
Let me go.
Go, Jacob,
for the day.
The day is breaking.
Let me go, Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Well, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. Oh, I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad.
Wrestling Jacob,
I will not let thee go.
I'm singing
wrestling Jacob,
oh,
the day is breaking,
wrestling
Jacob.
let me go, Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Let me go.
Go, Jacob,
for the day.
The day is breaking. Let me go, Jacob. I will not let thee go.
Nothing but the new stuff right now. It's a new music spotlight, and you're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Mark Bishop's my guest co-host, and she's done it again. Maybe with a little bit of hesitation, but with prodding from the record company, Karen Peck is back with another solo project. It's been a while since she did one. The first one, I've got a little trivia, Mark. First one was titled Carry Faith, the first solo project she did. And then her daughter, she named her daughter Carry Faith. So now she's back. It probably should be titled Karen Peck and Friends, because she has some friends joining her, like Wes Hampton on this song. But I'm sure you and I mean, Karen, I don't think has any enemies.
You know, Karen Peck is the only person that I know that has been singing gospel music for 73 years, and she's only 29 years old. I don't know how she does that. Don't let this get back to her, or she will kill me.
Yeah, I'm trying to do some math here, and I'm, you know, trying to find a mean average or something.
I love Karen. Who does not love Karen? Uh-oh. We have so much fun together when we're on stage singing. You know, she loves bluegrass music, too, and I love bluegrass music. I don't get to sing it as often as the group used to, but right. Whenever we get together, we will go and sing some old bluegrass songs together and stuff. And I love Karen, and I love this song. It tells such a great story. I of course love songs that tell stories. I write a lot of songs that tell stories, and as soon as I heard this song, I wished that it was one that I had written, because it's so relevant, so topical, so contemporary in its message. But she's just got a great traditional voice, and I think that folks that hear it will love it.
And a voice that is uniquely Georgian, but I think folks in Kentucky can understand her too, right?
Yeah, she's got kind of just a little bit of a twang. I can understand that.
Yeah, Karen Peck, here she is on a new music spotlight on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
There's a cardboard house beneath the bridge at 10th and Broadway that the old man calls home. He drowns his sorrow and regret. The cheap wine helps him forget that the best years of his life are all but gone. Till the preacher man from the Tabernacle Rescue Mission tells him about amazing grace, and he finds what he's missing. And it didn't take a steeple, stained glass, a perfect people. There's a cardboard house beneath the bridge, and people pass by 'cause they don't care, but God lives there. There's an old folks home the Sunny View, where she's worked for years, changing bedpans, scrubbing floors, loving those who've been ignored these last days here. And every now and then she sits beside someone and takes their hand and sings about a Savior and her promised land. It didn't take a steeple, stained glass, a perfect people. There's an old folks home down by the river that becomes a house of prayer. God lives there. Oh, Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. doesn't take a steeple. Stained glass or perfect people. It takes you and me to go and be the hands and feet of the one who cares. That God lives there.
Hey, right now it's a new song from the Booth Brothers on a new music spotlight of Daniel Britt and Friends with today's guest co-host, Mark Bishop.
Right in the middle of the will of the Father, right in the middle of the narrow way. Some folks allege that the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
I can tiptoe over and take a look around, but I know if I go to the shifting ground, I'll be stuck in the miry clay.
Right in the middle of a narrow way. Some folks allege that the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
There are times I wonder what I would ever do if I chose not to go where he told me to. Then I drop to my knees and pray.
Allege that the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way. Right in the middle of the will of the Father. Right in the middle of the narrow way. Some folks allege that the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
But the new stuff right now, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and my friend Mark Bishop's with us as a guest co-host, playing some good songs. And this is a song with a catchy chorus and just kind of a unique adjective here, a homesick angel and tribute quartet. I have fallen in love with this quartet. They do some classy sounding things. What do you know about the tribute quartet, Mark?
You know, they're really coming into their own. I've known Gary for a long time, ever since he used to sing back with the Wilburns. But he's formed this quartet, and you know they've kind of been paying their dues for a few years. But I've been singing with them on a lot of stages over the past few years, and have become good friends. We shared meals together and shared many stages together, all of us guys. And as soon as I heard this song, I think we were doing the Singing News Alaska cruise back in August, and I heard this song for the first time. And the crowd was just going crazy over it. And I started listening to the message, and I could understand why. It's very traditional. If you like traditional quartet music, you'll love it. But it's got such a great, catchy message, and that's such a wonderful thought. You know, just hitching a ride with a homesick angel. Well, I guess that's one way to get back to heaven.
Tribute Quartet now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Angels are encamping all around me. They've been here since the day of my new birth.
And though they long for home, they'll not leave me alone till I hear heaven's throne call me from this earth.
I'm gonna sail away on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in the twinkling of an eye. I'll spend one moment here next to the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel. I can rest upon God's blessed promise. I'll never feel the chilling sting of death.
When my time has arrived to go beyond the skies, I'll see that welcome sight as I draw my final breath.
I'm gonna sail away on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in the twinkling of an eye. I'll spend one moment here and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'm gonna sail away
on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'll spend one moment here,
the next at the master's table.
I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
Oh,
I'm gonna sail away on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in a twinkling of an eye. One moment here and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'm gonna sail away
on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in a twinkling of an eye.
I'll spend one moment here
and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel. At the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings, on the wings of a homesick angel.
The Tribute Quartet. That's a new music spotlight where we feature nothing but the new stuff this hour. And my guest co-host is Mark Bishop. Right now, Gold City.
I get down on
when I get blue.
I get so tired and blue.
I get discouraged.
I get so down
when there's nothing left to do.
What can I do?
I know that if I trust him, he will work the whole thing out.
He'll work it out.
So I'll just talk to Jesus on my knees
when I get down.
He knows just where to find me when I've lost my way. I know he hears and listens every time I pray. 'Cause when my heart is breaking and troubles all around, we always talk things over, me and God, when I get down. I get down.
I get down on
when my knees.
I get
blue.
I get so tired and blue.
I get discouraged.
I get so down
when there's nothing left to do.
If I'll just trust
he will work the whole thing out.
He'll work it out.
So I'll just talk to Jesus on my knees
when I get down.
This world is full of sorrow, sadness and despair. When it's hard to face tomorrow, I know someone who cares. You know, when I feel helpless and friends just can't be found, he's the one that I look up to. He's always there.
I get so down
when there's nothing left to do.
What can I
trust him.
Bishop, and you're on a new music spotlight with Daniel Britt and Brent.
Just take a look around and see what a mess this world is in for you and me. Though it may seem the times are bad, but there's a reason I'm not crying. There's a reason I'm not sad.
When I'm feeling down, I still can lift my voice.
When the skies begin to rain, I won't complain. I have a choice, for I have
Jesus in my heart. I can rejoice.
Gonna live by faith, not by sight. Gonna leave the darkness and start living in the light. Gonna trust his word.
Been listening over the past hour and squeezing in yet another version there of I Can Rejoice, or another play twice in 1 hour. That's pretty good, Mark. Mark Bishop's been my guest co-host. And if you've been listening this hour, certainly a great sampling of what gospel music has to offer today. And as a songwriter, obviously, hopefully, you put good stock in what you're writing. But when you listen to what others are writing too, are you optimistic?
Oh, absolutely. And it inspires me. And often it inspires me to try to do better when I hear some of these songs, especially some of the songs you've played here today, which are some of my favorites that are playing right now. I hear what folks are writing, and I think, wow, I wish that I had written that. And just like a good sermon, when I'm listening to somebody preach, I will get inspired to write songs. I'll hear songs like this, and it just inspires me. Just the same way as I did whenever I would listen to my Ronnie Henson songs or my Dottie Rambo songs. These new songwriters today, they're not missing anything.
Yeah. Hey, are you writing for other artists too?
Yes and no. What I do is I just write. I've kind of reached a place to where I'm blessed to just be able to write. I have to churn out at least, you know, a dozen songs or so for me, myself, each year.
Right.
In that time, other folks will call and ask if I will write them songs. And a lot of times they'll hear a song that I've already recorded, and they'll record that. So just yes and no, I'm always writing songs, and I never know until I'm finished what I'm going to call it or who it will fit.
Mark Bishop, my guest co-host today. Let's stay in touch. Do you have Twitter or Facebook or website we can follow you?
You know, I'm an old dog, and those are new tricks. But all of the folks that are around me are making me become more engaged in this stuff. So,
yeah.
Of course, yeah, they can visit and learn about our ministry at our website, markbishopmusic.com. They can also visit us on Facebook. If they search for Mark Bishop Music, they'll find us there. And we have the ability there to put out things where people can read on a daily basis. And I'm not yet on the Twitterverse. I don't think people want to keep up with my day-to-day. It's very mundane and boring. But I think that once or twice a day on Facebook is probably plenty enough. And we post pictures and stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Got a new CD is out. Got a new DVD. And
great.
All of that stuff. So we're always working on different projects. It's the nature of our business. But I love this music, and I love the music that you're playing on your show. You do your radio program the way that great coaches are able to come in and coach a new team. They see the components that they have, and they look and say, okay, what's going to make this work? You
wow.
know, this set of ingredients. And I think that that's just a smart way to do things, and I want you to know that I've noticed it, and I appreciate that you do that.
Wow. Well, that gives me gasoline to run. Thank you, man.
Well, hey, I, for one, am enjoying your show. When I'm out driving every weekend, and I try to catch you when I can.
Well, thanks, Mark. And, of course, we remember fondly the Bishop's days, and give your dad, Kenneth, and your brother, Kenny, and the whole family our love, because we love those sounds. And glad you're carrying on the music tradition.
My wife wouldn't have it any other way. She needs me out of the house every week.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.